My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Clara wants to meet him as soon as possible. Will it happen? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Where are you right now?" I go, "About to shower." She goes, "Okay, dear, text me when you are done." I go, "Done." She goes, "Okay, so are you ready to work now?" I go, "Yes."
What are you cleaning now? I'm scrubbing my asshole.
I know.
Possibly for the future.
Did you remember your neck? Behind your ears? Like,
I don't usually go from my asshole to my neck, Pip. That's not usually the order of things.
Don't forget the taint.
I shan't, Joe.
No, I just mean, why is she, like, directing you? Like, when you're done with your shower, text me again.
Because she wants to get the conversation going.
I know, but it's just very weird and creepy, and I would already be done. In real life, I would be done.
I am all in. In real life, where can I get to you? At Chicago, at Illinois. Or Illinois,
I know.
Chicago, or whatever the fuck.
At Chicago.
I go, "Yes, need to get my car and drive." She goes, "Okay, Davin. We will chat me when you get to work, dear."
Wow.
Sentence structure is not a plus.
Yeah, really.
No. I wasn't marveling at her command of the English language. I was just marveling at how she's just, like, all over you.
As well she should be. I go, "You want to chat more?" She goes, "Are you tired of chatting with me? Or when you get, he will continue, hun?"
Huh.
I go, "Not tired at all, LOL." She goes, "Okay." She goes, "Are you driving up to work now?" I go, "Yes." Then I wrote later on, "Arrived at work."
Yeah.
I'm kept. She goes, "Hello, dear. How was work, baby?"
It's like, "Do you have anything to do, bitch?"
I'm in. She's working right now.
Apparently.
She goes, "I hope work is not too stressful for you, baby."
I go, well,
"I've worked with nicer people, but my shows are good. Thank you for the concern."
"I've been here for all of 2 minutes, so yes, I'm very stressed."
I already had it out with the fucking headliner. He didn't like my answer. He didn't like my "go fuck yourself" in no uncertain terms. She goes, "You are welcome, dear. I will like to meet you in person very soon, if possible, hun."
Oh, wow.
This is different.
Yes.
I go, "Maybe I will come to Chicago." I'm not really going to Chicago.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, wow. Well, you know what? You have movies to catch up on, so maybe you should fly to Chicago.
Maybe I should.
And it's a toddler in town.
She goes, "Do you have someone in Chicago?" I go, "Aren't you in Chicago?" She goes, "Yes, I am."
Ooh, reeling a ring.
"You mean you will come to my place, right?" I go, "Well, now I have a reason to come to Chicago." I go, "If you would like." She goes, "I really don't like Chicago really like that, but just wait and see a true man that will love me, and I will come to him when we settle down and live in a good couple's life together."
Wait, hold. So she's saying she'll fly to you then?
Yeah,
after you have a good couple's life together?
Yeah, she doesn't want to stay in Chicago.
Okay.
She's heard what the president said. She's not pleased. I go, "I understand." She goes, "So I don't mind to come to you and have some days fun together, and we know where we lead to from there also."
She wants to come to here?
I guess so.
Wow. Are you going to need an interpreter?
Nah, Joe's got it. She goes, "Or what do you think?" I go, "Maybe, but I go through Chicago quite a bit, so that might be easiest." Because I don't want to pay for airfare for this bitch. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
"Where in Chicago do you live?" I go, "You live in Illinois." I go, "You live at Illinois in Chicago."
At Illinois.
She goes, "I'm still new, so I know elsewhere much."
I've never elsewhere much myself.
That's my favorite part of Chicago.
That's a great line. I never elsewhere much.
I never elsewhere much.
I go, "Where are you from originally?" She goes, "Indiana at Fort Wayne." I'm not sure
it's
she's American.
It's not an email.
Yeah, funny.
It's like a hotel location.
I know. Well,
where's the Days Inn? Indiana at Fort Wayne.
I know. Yes.
By the airport.
She goes, "Indiana at Fort Wayne." I go, "I know it well." I really don't.
Yeah.
Shuttle bus service is available.
I go, "Where in Fort Wayne?" She goes, "Columbia City."
Is that a part of Fort Wayne, I wonder?
I go, "Columbia City in Fort Wayne?" She goes, "Yes." I go, "Not sure I know it. Why did you move into Chicago?" She goes, "Just got tired of living there, so I just decide to stay with my uncle here. Then from there, goes to my man place to start a new life."
Goes to my man place?
Or man place.
Does she have a dick and she's trying to tell you subtly?
Look at
her man place.
Her man place. I want to see your man place.
I want to see her man place.
Not now. Joe's here.
Oh, sorry.
I go, so you're looking for a relationship right now? She goes, yes, dear, and you? Yesterday she wanted to be friends.
Yeah, I know. Now she's all in.
Well, you know, 24 hours goes by. You want to move on.
She thought about me and couldn't resist. I don't blame her.
She was thinking about you all night.
Yeah, as well she should. I go, I don't know. I mean, if it happens, cool. It is hard with my lifestyle. She goes, why hard? What happened to your lifestyle? I go, well, I mean, between women wanting to hook up after comedy shows and wanting to use the sex toys I make with me, it's a lot to deal with for most women.
Keep them in the merch bag next to the T-shirts.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.